something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara, and you probably saw on the Late Late Show there a couple of weeks ago, Toy Show, the musical being plugged with the fabulous Saoirse Ruaidhne, who was on, and everyone remembers Saoirse from the last time she was on the Toy Show as well, and Ruth Ann Cunningham. But before we go any further, Ruth Ann, I have to do this.
I love it.
What is happening, and why are you talking to me right now? Surely you should be off getting your nails done.
I have my nails done, actually. In between interviews, I'm getting all my pampering done. I'm getting married on Saturday.
Holy God. Oh my God. So you're working right up until, yeah.
Yes, I'm working right up until it, yeah. There's no rest for the wicked. So I'm here in Ireland, and when I'm here, I like to do everything I can, you know. With this announcement with the Toy Show musical, so why not have a few chats?
Should we plug in the CD now at the wedding reception as well? And how are you feeling? Are the nerves okay? Are you feeling all right? Because some people become these bridezillas. I didn't. I was very chilled.
No, I'm just more excited that it's finally able to happen because we've been engaged now for 2 years, and obviously all the COVID brides out there will know it's just been it's a journey to get to your day, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I'm not nervous now, I'm just more excited.
But sure, in a way, hasn't it worked out better? Because now you also have your little Baba involved.
Yes, I do. She's our little flower girl. She's 5.5 months old. We have a little chariot for her to get her down the aisle. And she's so cute. You won't know what's going on, but it'll be amazing to show her pictures and say you were there, you know, when Mammy and Daddy got married.
I know. My little one was she just literally turned one when we got married. Aww. And the videos are gas because she'd only just learned how to walk. Do you think she would walk down the aisle? Not a chance.
Aww,
every time they put her down to walk, she was like, no, put the hands up.
Aww,
but she calls it our wedding day now. So she thinks
love
that she was,
that
it was her wedding as well. So
I love that.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And actually, the last time we spoke, Ruth Ann, we were talking about miscarriage and how you'd had a miscarriage, but you were pregnant the last time you were on last August, and we were hoping everything would go okay. And there, now you have your little girl. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, my little rainbow baby. And she's a very strong little lady. She's an absolute dream. And I had a beautiful labor. You know, obviously it's the hardest thing ever, but it wasn't too traumatic. I'd do it again, basically, let's put it that way. And I'm just like really happy that she's here, and she's just changed our lives.
Are you wrecked all the time?
I think I'm going to be one of the people that's hated, but she's been sleeping through the night since she was 2 months old. I think she just loves her sleep like me. I feel quite lucky in that way, but it's the hardest job you'll ever do being a mum. But I love being a mum, and I'm just excited that I get to be a mum and still, you know, do music and everything like that. And I'm just trying to figure out the balance of all that at the moment.
You're doing it all. Well, at least we know that there's someone in there in the house that can do lullabies if needed. If she does start waking during the night, your voice will definitely help her along. So listen.
Well, it's actually my fiancé who sings more to her than I do. He's the lullabier in our house.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because I'm like resting whenever he's sleeping. So he's the lullabier.
I bet you now, are you going on honeymoon or anything?
We are. Yeah, we're going on honeymoon, but we're not going. We're doing a kind of a mini moon after the wedding, but then we're going on a proper honeymoon in December.
Well, listen, have a fantastic day. I'm very excited for you. It goes by in a blink of an eye, so enjoy every single minute.
Says,
and the big tip is to take some time, even 5 minutes, for just yourself and your new husband to talk and go off together. You know, because you're spending so much time talking to all the guests that sometimes you don't get to see the person you've just married.
Oh, that's such a good tip. I will definitely do that.
Okay, let's talk business now, Ruth Ann. Toy Show, the musical.
Yeah, so basically Toy Show, the musical is going to be a beautiful story about a young girl and her family. And it's very like what every family goes through. There are things that happen, you know, they're preparing for the biggest night of their lives, which is the toy show. And it's just going to incorporate all the magic from the toy show. It's going to incorporate all the inspiration you get from the toy show. You're going to have that feel-good feeling. It's going to go through all the feels that you feel on the night of the toy show, basically, just on the stage with beautiful music and a beautiful cast and a great script and great direction. It's going to be really beautiful. And it's just another night out for the family to enjoy the magic of toy show, but in the theater.
Have a listen to this beautiful voice.
You say you're hurting. I've been hurting too. Say no one's listening, but I can hear you so loud. I've been tired, ain't been sleeping, been letting all my fears creep in. So I understand, I understand.
I'm not joking you, Ruth Ann. When I heard the song, the hairs on my arms just popped right up. Chills it gives me. Such a beautiful tone to your voice as well. But as everyone knows, like, you write the songs as well. Did you write this one?
I did write this one. I wrote it with Jennifer Hudson.
Stop it, did
and
you?
And a guy called Busby. Yeah, yeah. It was an amazing session. She's a great, great girl. And she's an amazing woman and so talented. And I just wanted to write something with her that was big and a big vocal. And she's given her blessing for it to be in the musical and for me to release it. And so we're just really happy about the whole thing. Yeah, I'm really happy that the song has found a home.
Does it take long then, the process of going from having no song at all to having the complete release?
The process of writing the song can sometimes be really quick. It sometimes can be a bit of a journey. I mean, this song, for instance, we wrote in a day and recorded it. And, you know, now it's out in the world. Like, getting it to the release stage can take a bit longer. But the actual writing and doing of the song could be a lot of the times the quickest part. And then it's just about getting the production right and then getting the release right and everything like that. But this was the perfect home, because when I was sent the script and the story for the musical, I immediately, there's a character in the show, all to be revealed, that I knew that this song would be great for.
Yeah.
And it's a great message for kids. It's a great message for everybody about just the fact that we are all the same and we all want the same things. And we just have to remember to be kind to each other and to love each other. And I think that with a show like Toy Show the Musical, it's really important that all the kids leave with good messages and good grounding and inspired by something, and the parents the same. So this song kind of does that in the emotional way. But then there are going to be songs that are fun and, you know, for the kids and, you know, sing-alongable, and, you know, everyone will be having a good time. So there's going to be a mixture of all different types of songs in the musical. Mm-hmm. And my goal is that kids, you know, will leave the musical wanting to listen to the songs in the musical and learn them like they do with Encanto or Moana or Frozen and stuff like that.
So kind of my goal. So Ruth, you're actually in the musical, are you? You're not just like doing the songs and then moving on?
I'm not in the musical.
You're not
I'm
in
the
musical.
Composer.
You're the composer,
I am the composer of the musical, which is a new role for me. I obviously write for pop artists and stuff like that, but this is kind of new. A musical piece will be new for me, but I think it's all about bringing what I do to the story. Yeah. So it's going to be a nice mixture of that.
And you mentioned Jennifer Hudson there. I mean, you've got this contact list as long as your arm, I'm sure, from working with people over the years. You've been doing it, what, 20 years? Am I right in saying that 20 years? Plus, probably.
Probably close to 20. Well, yeah. Probably, yeah. Maybe 15, but yeah.
Sorry, we'll knock a few years off.
Yeah.
With everybody, and, you know, Niall Horan, Britney even, JoJo, Westlife, One Direction. And we look forward to Toy Show, the musical. The tickets are now on sale, and it is on at the Convention Centre between the 10th and the 31st of December. Most importantly, Ruth Ann Cunningham's song All The Same is now available, and you heard me play a clip there. Just an absolutely beautiful song, and you know, it wouldn't be a bad one for your little girls to be singing along in the back of the car. I think we're all done with Frozen at this point.
definitely. Yeah, go get the song and definitely get your tickets to the musical. They're on sale, so go get them for the whole family.
Thanks, Ruth Ann. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
it is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.